President Bush is spending this week on his ranch outside Crawford, Texas, preparing for next week's Republican convention. The president's speech there is expected to play up his leadership following the September 11th terrorist attacks and also his execution of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Yesterday, Mr. Bush discussed these topics with his top security aides and military leaders. But as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, the main subject of the president's public appearance was television ads.
President Bush sauntered up to the waiting cameras flanked by the heavyweights of his administration. Vice President Dick Cheney, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Richard Myers. The president said the team had been talking about the continuing fight in Iraq. But when he asked for questions, the topic turned quickly to a different war, Vietnam. President Bush was asked his opinion of recent TV ads by a group called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. The ads charged Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry with lying about firefights he was in while serving in Vietnam. Mr. Bush steered clear of the argument.
I think Senator Kerry served admirably, and he ought to be proud of his record. But the question is, who best to lead the country in the war on terror? Who can handle the responsibilities of the commander-in-chief, who's got a clear vision of the risks that the country faces?
He did, however, reiterate his annoyance with 527 organizations, the issue groups that are legally collecting unregulated cash donations and airing TV ads critical of the candidates. Swift Boat Veterans for Truth is a 527 group, and Kerry has called on Mr. Bush to denounce its allegations. Mr. Bush appeared to take a step closer to that when asked if his condemnation of 527s included the Swift Boat Veterans ad.
I don't think we ought to have 527s. I can't be more plain about it. I hope my opponent joins me in saying, condemning these activities of the 527s. I think they're bad for the system.
Mr. Bush has been vocal on the subject of 527 groups since left-leaning ones like MoveOn.org began airing ads critical of him early in the campaign. At the 10-minute press conference, President Bush was also asked his opinion of a new proposal for structuring U.S. intelligence agencies. Senator Pat Roberts, a Republican, has a plan that would break up the CIA, pull some intelligence collection agencies out of the Pentagon, and create a powerful national intelligence director. When asked, Mr. Bush said he hadn't seen the proposal and passed it off as being one of many ideas floating around.
I'm interested in how to get the best intelligence to my desk so I can be a good decision maker on behalf of the people of this country. And intelligence is a vital part of winning this war against these terrorists.
Mr. Bush stuck to that big picture view, only touching on specifics when it came to the chain of command in intelligence.
I am not for anything standing in between me and my line operators like the Secretary of Defense. In other words, once intelligence is in place and once we've made come up with a decision as to how to act, I want to make sure the person responsible for the actions has a direct report to me.
With that, Mr. Bush loaded his top aides and his dog Barney into a white pickup truck and drove back to the seclusion of the Prairie Chapel Ranch. He's expected to lie low there for a couple of days, fine-tuning the convention speech that will begin the last and most intense phase of his reelection campaign. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Crawford, Texas.